The Workers' Committee discussed 16 demands that included better pay, sanitary conditions, and protective equipment for working in the fields. Ramon Torres, president of Familias Unidas por la Justicia, says the discussions were not easy, but finally, the Workers' Committee was recognized as a member of the union. The agreement was signed, and this new committee is a Section 2 of Familias Unidas. One of the petitions was payment for preparation time before starting work. Now, the company will recognize the commuting time to the workplace and the time workers spent arranging rubber bands. They use them to tie the bouquets. In the past, they had to do it before starting their job, during break times, or even at home. Also, the company will provide boots, raincoats, and gloves. Torres says gloves are critical. There are working conditions that the tulip workers must deal with. For instance, he says permanent contact with the liquid the flowers give off during the cutting can cause rashes and nail damage. Many are allergic to the liquid that the flower gives off. So also, the company takes responsibility and says it will provide a cream that is special for these rashes. But if people need to go to the doctor or need to rest, the company will pay 100% of the days they are resting. Workers also demanded the installation of additional toilets, which are cleaned often. Before, there was one bathroom for all workers. Now, they will be two for women and two for men, for every 50 people. In addition, the agreement requires training supervisors to treat workers more fairly. There can be no retaliation against those who participated in the strike, and they must hold regular meetings with the Workers' Committee. Edgar Franks, political director of the organization, says addressing the workers' complaints is significant.
It's important to note that the company is taking these steps. Everything was done in good faith to fix a lot of those issues, so it doesn't reach the level that it did.
The deal comes at just the right time, as the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival begins. On May 1st, International Workers' Day, farm workers in Mount Vernon will march to honor tulip workers and keep calling attention to the protection of their labor rights. I'm Johanna Bejarano.